Now, as I said, European Championships are on at the moment, and questions about, I suppose, Ireland's future manager, the FAI's running of the national football team, all out there. We may have to wait until after the Euros and the normal managerial merry-go-round that goes on, the exodus, the changes, as we're in the off-season for the club game as well, to find out whether Ireland, or when Ireland, will have a new manager and who that manager will be to guide the fortunes of the Republic of Ireland. One player who hopes to be part of that and try and qualify for the next tournament, the World Cup, is John Egan, of course, son of the late, great John Egan of Sneem and of Kerry and of the Golden Years teams down through the years. John Egan plays his football with Sheffield United. He's been injured for most of the last year, got injured early on last season, had to watch from the sidelines as the Sheffield United team were relegated from the Premier League. And at the moment, his contract is up in 2024. So the word is that Sheffield United will be giving him a contract if he proves his fitness. But there's also some interest from Premier League sides. Now, he's teamed up with Pringles around the Summer of Sport that they have. There's a competition that they're running. You can scan a QR code in Pringles cans and complete a football skills game for a chance to win a trip for two to a number of different cities across the world for incredible football heritage. I spoke to him in the context of all of that, and I first of all asked him how his own training, and he's posted pictures up on his social media in recent days of him back in the training field at Sheffield United, trying to get back to full fitness ahead of a new season and a possible new deal. And I first of all asked him how all that is going.
Yeah, going well. Training hard now all summer, so raring to go for the new season. You know, been a long road back to full fitness, but feeling great at the minute.
Okay, brilliant. And from that point of view then, what has the summer been like? What's the last year like really for you? I know you significant time of it out with injury, and it was a very frustrating process watching what happened to the club, I suppose, in the relegation.
Yeah, listen, you know, this time last year I was on a massive high, having been promoted, and you know, fast forward to I suppose September, October, I got hit with a long term injury. So, you know, contrasting things really. So just been focusing on getting back fit now. You know, I suppose at the club it was disappointing season for us, but you know, it's football, and you have to take the highs with the lows and, you know, keep moving forward.
And that's all part of the life of a professional footballer.
Exactly that, yeah.
Have you been able to get back to Kerry recently?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I was down there recently at a wedding down in Drumquina, so it was a beautiful day as well. But yeah, I get back whenever I can. So hopefully get back now soon enough as well.
Are you keeping an eye on the championship?
I am, yeah. All going according to plan so far, so hopefully it keeps going that way.
Yeah, fingers crossed to see what happens this weekend now, and who gets pulled out of the hat and all of that. So we'll see what happens. So when you look at that and you look at your own training, I suppose, and the level you play at, what's your view on where the Kerry senior team is at in terms of fitness application, I suppose, professionalism?
All in terms, yeah, of incredible offices. Really, I've got a few friends who play for Kerry and, you know, Park as well, and I see the dedication that goes into it. And you know, they're basically in a professional setup. You know, they train just as hard, and the fitness levels are just as good as, you know, what I've seen in England. And you know, it's a credit to them really, to, you know, to have their standards so high and their professionalism so high.
Yeah, it's all part of it. Have you been watching the Euros?
Yeah, I've watched watched a lot of it, to be fair, enjoying it.
What do you think of it?
Yeah, I think it's very good. It's, you know, the major tournaments are brilliant, and you know, it's great to watch, but there's always a sense of you thinking, you know, you really want to play one with Ireland, because you know, the buzz it brings to the whole country is unbelievable. But you know, it's an enjoyable watch.
Yeah, and when you get there, then like you have a chance no matter who you're playing. We've seen so far several shocks already. We saw Belgium beaten. We saw yesterday, like, there was an incredible game between Turkey and Georgia. Teams that aren't that, like, on the face of it, aren't that far ahead of Ireland, but when they get to a tournament, when they get a run of winning, they can do amazing things.
Yeah, I think the standard of football globally is so high now, and you know, every country basically in the world plays football, and you know, every team is continuing to produce players and get stronger and stronger. You know, you can see already the standard of the Euros is very high.
Yeah, it certainly is. And then when it comes down to, I suppose, where Ireland wants to be,
Do you think we're far away from it, or how close do you think we are to it? I know there's a huge period of uncertainty at the moment about who's going to be leading the charge, who's going to be managing the team, but how far away do you think we are from making a tournament, John?
I don't think too far away at all. You know, I think it's a really good squad. You know, I've got some really good players, and everybody's playing well at their clubs at the moment, you know, kicking on in their own careers. And, you know, as a team, I suppose it's about improving as a team. And, you know, getting to camp and everybody being on top form, which is kind of hard when, you know, you bring injuries and stuff like that into a team. Yeah. But it's just about improving. And, you know, we obviously see some teams that we've come up against in the past and done well against, you know, in the European Championships. And that's where you want to be as a footballer, and that's where you want to be as a country.
Yeah. Would you like, I suppose, maybe it'll take this tournament and maybe some managerial changes after this tournament before things settle down, to get a picture of who's going to be the Irish manager taking us forward in the FAI?
Listen, that's out of any player's hands, really. All we can do is just focus on, you know, ourselves. And at the moment, I'm obviously just focusing on getting back fully fit. So, you know, that's kind of my main aim now at the moment.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of players come through from the Championship and do very well. Sammy Smolich and also the Will Smallbone winning the playoffs with Ipswich as well. The Premier League footballer next year. That's all got to be positive, getting Irish players exposed to that level.
Definitely, yeah. And, you know, the standard of football in general is really high at the moment. And, you know, the Premier League's only getting stronger. The Championship's only getting stronger. Even League One, League Two. So, yeah, listen, I think the main thing is to be playing games and be improving week in, week out.
Yeah. Look, you could see, even I suppose from the fans' point of view, Irish fans are looking at this tournament and they're seeing the crack in Germany, like the crowds and the fan zones. They want to be part of it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's, you know, everybody in the country wants to be part of it. And, you know, that's obviously the aim moving forward.
Yeah. And look, do you think from that point of view, then, like, looking at where Ireland wants to be or where you'd like to be, like, you obviously have to focus on yourself, a strong Championship performance. I know Sheffield United want to be pushing for promotion next year. Is that your first port of call before you worry about anything else, Ireland or otherwise?
Yeah, my first port of call now is literally day by day, just getting fit and, you know, making sure I'm rearing to go for pre-season.
Yeah, and that will be happening. I know you have a partnership with Pringles as well. They've got a competition for football fans as well, which is something that's maybe it might not replace the Euros, but it'll give them an option anyway.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I was obviously reading up about it the last few days. You know, it's a good mix, Pringles and football. So I'm sure a lot of kids and a lot of people will be entering that competition. But yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity to go visit, you know, one of six countries. And, you know, it's a really good competition to try and enter.
Yeah, it certainly is. And John, from there then, if you're talking about, I suppose, the future where you want to be in 12 months time, do you see a long term future in football? I know you've had a very high premium in fitness all your career. You played at the highest level, you played in the Premier League, that you can extend things. And I know you've worked very hard in rehab as well, which is a key part for a footballer.
Yeah, listen, I don't look too far ahead. You know, I try to live in the moment and, you know, face every day as it comes. So I don't really tend to think that far down the line. But
yeah,
listen, I'm enjoying where I'm at the moment. I'm working really hard to get back up to full speed, and, you know, I'm just hungrier than ever to get back at it.
Will you get a chance or pre-season proper? When does it begin for Sheffield United?
Well, I'm obviously working, you know, my own program now.
Yeah,
the lads are enough, so I'm just working on my own, training every day, and, you know, getting fitter and stronger every day.
Yeah, I'm wondering, would there be a window there if Kerry make it the All-Ireland to make it over for the match?
Well, I've been lucky enough now the last few years. I've had the Sunday off, so I've gone to the last few finals, to be fair. But yeah, whenever I have a chance to go back and watch Kerry, I do, especially if it's not Ireland final. I'd always try to get back for it. So yeah, Hopefully not this year. This year can end up with Kerry winning somewhere again.
Yeah, that'd be great. Final question for you, John. Just on that, we're talking about professionalism of Gaelic footballers and Kerry and your own work now. There's a lot of focus, I suppose, on Irish football and the administration of it, but the pathways for players to come through, do you think that is improving or has improved in terms of like look at the standard of players at the Euro and other countries have come up through the ranks. They're developing quality footballers. We're playing at the highest level. It's more competitive than ever now to make it as a Premier League footballer. But do you think that we've more work to do, or would you like to see more players being able to come through to represent Ireland or our structures here at youth level in the country?
Yeah, looking from obviously afar, I'm not in the thick of it at the moment, but it does look like the structure has gotten a lot better.
We've got Kerry FC, for example, started here. It's a club. It gives a focus for young players in Kerry to focus on if they want to go down that road. There's a representative national club, shall we say, in the county.
Yeah, the League of Ireland teams are starting clubs at a young age now, whereas when I was coming up through the Schoolboys League in Cork, you're playing Schoolboy League football till you're 16, whereas now I know Cork City and Kerry FC and a lot of other League of Ireland teams are starting really, really young, getting proper coaching, and it does help. I've seen it firsthand when I moved to England at 16. There was lads who've been in the academy since they were 6 years of age, so you kind of feel like they've got 10 years on you, training with the best players around their area and stuff. So yeah, I think the younger you can start doing that, the better. But at the same time, you don't want to take the enjoyment out of it either. I think that's probably the best place to.
There's a balance to be struck there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, John. Look, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us this afternoon, and good luck with the rehab and hopefully the season to come.
Cheers, Jerry. Take care.